and took him to Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate asked Jesus,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"You have said it."
Then the leading priests kept accusing him of many crimes, and Pilate asked him,
"Aren't you going to answer them? What about all these charges they are bringing against you?"
But Jesus said nothing, much to Pilate's surprise. Now, it was the governor's custom each year during the Passover celebration to release one prisoner, anyone the people requested. One of the prisoners at that time was Barabbas, a revolutionary who had committed murder in an uprising. The crowd went to Pilate and asked him to release a prisoner as usual.
"Would you like me to release to you this king of the Jews?"
Pilate asked this, for he realized by now that the leading priests had arrested Jesus out of envy. But at this point, the leading priests stirred up the crowd to demand the release of Barabbas instead of Jesus.
"Then what should I do with this man you call the king of the Jews?"
They shouted back.
"Why? What crime has he committed?"
The mob roared even louder. So to pacify the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He ordered Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip, then turned him over to the Roman soldiers to be crucified. The soldiers took Jesus into the courtyard of the governor's headquarters, called the Praetorium, and called out the entire regiment. They dressed him in a purple robe, and they wove thorn branches into a crown and put it on his head. Then they saluted him and taunted him. And they struck him on the head with a reed stick, spit on him, and dropped to their knees in mock worship. When they were finally tired of mocking him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him again. Then they led him away to be crucified.